Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, April 16th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And Glenn's gotta go. MEC President Greg Davidovich posted the following letter today regarding the latest merger mania. Merger talks between United and U.S. Airways were confirmed last week in the media. The speculation about this deal is endless, including the likely scenario that Continental will somehow join the mix. Over the next few weeks, we expect the escalation of forces pressing for consolidation results in either an announcement of a potential business transaction or in the conclusion of the reported talks underway. We will keep you informed as the situation unfolds. It is critical that we remain focused and deal in facts throughout any potential consolidation event. We will address any challenge together with careful consideration that allows us to make good decisions and take decisive action. Just as importantly, we must never lose sight of our number one priority of achieving the goals established in our current Section 6 negotiations. We will oppose any consolidation scenario that seeks to delay or impede negotiations for the contract we are due. Be aware that management likes to create wedge issues among employees to exploit the environment and capitalize on their plans. We will not be distracted. Merger talk has been persistent in the industry over the past several years. Our United Master Executive Council has consistently addressed this issue with our professional advisors. There are numerous forces advocating for consolidation, not the least of which is the millions of dollars sought by executives, shareholders, banks, and others. Always remember, we have significant protections in our collective bargaining agreement, and the AFA Constitution and bylaws provides an industry-leading merger policy that will be utilized in the event we determine support for a potential merger. Review all of our rights and protections in the merger letter posted on our website last week. Prior to any potential announcement, we will continue to make clear how management can work for United Airlines' successful future. Airline executives have two recent examples from which to study certain successes and failures. America West's 2005 announced and yet-to-be-completed merger with U.S. Airways, and Delta's merger with Northwest announced in April 2008. We remain prepared to protect our interests in the continued AFA-CWA representation of all members. In the event any proposed merger agreement seeks to adversely impact AFA members, we will act vigorously to protect our members, even if that means any proposed merger ultimately fails. In the event of an actual merger announcement, we will convene a special meeting of the AFA-CWA United Master Executive Council to review specific deal items, deal terms, to assess any opportunities or adverse impact on our community. Our review will focus on job implications, the improvements we expect through a new contract, and service to our passengers and the communities where we live and work. We will oppose any transaction that seeks to disrupt our efforts to improve our pay and working conditions through our current Section 6 contract negotiations. Upon concluding our review, we will move forward using any and all options, including deployment of legislative, political, and all mobilization strategies to leverage the strength of our community, either in support or opposition to any proposed merger. Rest assured, we will not support any merger unless our interests are addressed. Consolidation involving United Airlines won't be consummated without the involvement of United flight attendants. On Tuesday of this week, the National Mediation Board, the NMB, announced they were bringing American Airlines flight attendants, represented by the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the APFA, and American Management back to the table to resume negotiations while the agency further considers the request from APFA to be released from mediation. APFA, along with TWU, representing mechanics and baggage handlers, had requested release from mediation, which would begin the 30-day cooling-off period, following which flight attendants at American would have the legal right to strike. Negotiations between management and APFA have been ongoing since June of 2008, just short of 2 years. APFA requested the NMB declare an impasse in mediation on March and is in the midst of conducting a strike vote of their membership, which could still take place if the NMB declares an impasse at some point in the near future. Dates for continued mediation have not yet been set by the NMB. This week, airports and airspace in Britain, France, and other parts of Europe were closed as, resulting from a volcanic eruption in Iceland, drifted over parts of the European continent. Thousands of flights have been canceled. In some cases, only authorized emergency flights have been permitted, and depending upon weather conditions, cancellations could continue up to an additional 48 hours from now. The volcanic ash was reported to be drifting between 18,000 and 33,000 feet above the earth at altitudes directly in the area where commercial airlines fly. United, American, Continental, and other U.S. carriers flying to destinations in Europe have also been forced to cancel flights and redirect schedules while waiting for the ash cloud to dissipate. Our contract includes reassignment parameters to allow the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring certain pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. It is always best to carry your contract and keep it close in hand. A helpful review of these scheduling and pay protections is available in the contract education section of our website. This week, we issued a correction to our reciprocal cabin seat agreement with Hawaiian Airlines. When using the agreement on Hawaiian, dress in conservative business casual dress and do not wear your flight attendant uniform. Information about this agreement, including the note not to wear your uniform, has been updated in the benefits travel section of unitedafa.org. At the end of next week, your elected local council leaders will attend the Spring United Master Executive Council meeting in tandem with the annual AFA Board of Directors meeting in Las Vegas. At the upcoming MEC meeting, reports will be given by the United AFA MEC officers, along with a discussion with AFA International President Pat Friend in advance of her last AFA Board of Directors meeting. Also on the agenda are reports from the AFA EAP Professional Standards, Reserve, Grievance, and Benefits Committees, along with elections for committee members on Central Schedule, Hotel and Transportation, and Reserve Committees, as well as the System Board of Adjustment. The negotiating committee will make their status report to the MEC, and our local council presidents will take action on the strike fund agenda item. Following the first 3 days of the MEC meeting, the AFA Board of Directors will convene and, as part of our business this year, hold elections for the Office of International President, Vice President, and Secretary Treasurer. Local councils throughout the system have been conducting meetings to provide members the opportunity to learn about the business being conducted at the MEC and BOD meetings and give an opportunity to you to provide feedback to your elected representatives. There are at least 8 more meetings scheduled for next week. We encourage you to attend if your schedule allows, and be sure to send an email or give a call to your local president if it does not. Don't forget, the contract negotiation survey remains open through Friday, April 30th at 11 a.m. Chicago time. We encourage everyone to take part and continue the dialogue with our negotiating committee throughout these negotiations. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.